Hey, Torgo.
Well, I don't know. That depends on who you ask. In most news sources, there's not any news out of Guantanamo Bay.
Well, why would that be?
Because last week the Pentagon shut down access entirely to the Guantanamo Bay prison after the suicide deaths of three detainees.
Because they didn't want them filming anyone else committing suicide?
Or? I'm not sure exactly what the reason behind it was, but they what reason they gave, but they shut down access entirely to the facility. Journalists covering the suicides had their clearances revoked and were immediately flown back to the United States. And regular visits between detainees and their lawyers were canceled.
Wow. That seems a little odd. Why would they do that? Because three guys decided to kill themselves.
Because they can.
I wonder if they were going to punish the entire camp. I mean, you know what I mean? There's no cameras around. We're getting all the cameras out of here, and now we're going to do something really nasty.
That's possible. That's possible. But several human rights groups, of course, protested, and one of them was quoted as saying, "This press crackdown is the administration's latest betrayal of fundamental American values. The Bush administration is afraid of American reporters, afraid of American attorneys, and afraid of American laws."
Hmm.
Which, I could see that being said. I would say they're afraid of American journalists, except for ones from Fox News.
What do you mean?
This morning, Fox News analyst Judge Andrew Napolitano described how the...
Neapolitano.
Well, that's not how it's spelled.
Like the ice cream?
That's what I thought I've heard him say. I've listened to a show.
Okay. Well, anyway, that guy described how the Defense Department had personally invited him on a trip to Guantanamo on Wednesday.
I've seen his name. It's Napolitano.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe I don't know what I'm talking about.
Well, a quote from Napolitano says, "I was doing my radio show with Brian Kilmeade the other day, and I got an email from the Defense Department saying, 'We have an extra seat on a flight down to Guantanamo. You want to come?' And so he's like, 'Of course, yeah, I cleared it all. I cleared it here with the superiors at Fox, and well, we saw everything down there. We saw all six camps. We had FBI interviews. I actually sat down and examined the evidence they're going to use at trial with prosecutors. It
trials?
Was all..." What's that?
They're going to be having trials, finally?
Well, they've been talking about trials forever.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Of course, they have, "Oh, well, here's the evidence we're compiling for the trials." Feed that to Fox News, so Fox News says, there is justice taking place. Nah. So, they had one guy from Fox News, just one guy who is a judge, had one guy come in.
Right.
And, they gave him all of the information that they're willing to give out to the public. No one else is allowed in. No journalists still are getting any credentials or any permission to come down there. He was given
just one sycophant.
Just one Bush-supporting, drooling idiot was flown down there by the government, given the grand tour and shown everything he'd want to see. He was shown all the evidence.
Oh, did
and
I
given...
just get railroaded in calling Judge Napolitano a sycophant?
No,
he did. He absolutely is not. He's written books coming out against the Bush administration.
Oh, yeah?
Absolutely.
Huh. Wonder why they chose him.
Well, listen to this, though. Napolitano offered his fair and balanced review of conditions at the prison. Among other glowing reviews, he claimed it is now gentle. Almost childlike, the way they treat the detainees.
Hmm.
He's claiming it's a shiny, happy place with fluffy white clouds and candy.
This sure doesn't sound like his book, Constitutional Crisis, which came out a couple of years ago.
Right.
Well, maybe that was before he got a payoff from the Bush administration. As we've seen, the Bush administration hasn't shied away from actually giving money to journalists and giving money to people with radio shows to pimp out their wares.
When did he write that book?
It's been about 2 years.
And what was popular at that point, pro-Bush, anti-Bush? Which one would have made him the most money in a book? I'd say anti-Bush, most likely.
I don't know. This was more about... It didn't seem written in that capacity. By the way, to anybody from the Bush administration that might be listening right now, I am up for a payoff. So just...
Yes, my principles are also for sale.
Yeah, well, but I'm on the show 6 nights a week, so I'm a lot more valuable.
Oh, right, I understand that. I'm bargain.
I'm not nearly as funny, though.
Oh, my goodness. So, you know what they probably did was, if they probably just kind of tamed down the camp a little bit. Maybe they hung some decorations up to make it look a little nicer.
He comes down, they're having cookies and lemonade, yeah. And, you know, they're having story time. Yeah. They got their little nap mats. It's like a daycare center in there.
Well, I was kind of thinking back to, I was looking at some pictures of North Korea last week from some people that had gone and visited there, and they mentioned how they do things just special for the tourists. So, for instance, if you're going to one of their state locations, they'll flip the escalator on for the tourists. They'll turn some extra lights on for the tourists. There's certain things that they do to try to make their country look better than it actually is to somebody who's not there all the time.
Well, it's the same. We do the same sort of thing in America, and in the instance of, say, Williamsburg, I think it's North Carolina, where they have the sort of, or St. Augustine, Florida, where they have the sort of historical sections of town. People dress up in period pieces and act certain ways for tourists, and in exchange for good feelings. In the case of those, it's good feelings in the form of tourist dollars. But yes, people put on shows for tourists.
I'm just thinking maybe the same thing as what happened here with this judge going down there.
Sure it is.
1-800-259-9231. We're going to the phones. I asked a question last hour. We were talking about sports. What is the most male of all sports? Mark, you suggested it is Ultimate Fighting Championship.
Before we go to the phones, I want to put my two cents in, and I say it's High Lie.
Let's talk to James. Does High Lie exist outside of Florida?
I believe it does, but I say it's High Lie.
I think they train them in South America. In South America, they play High Lie in order to come to America and play High Lie.
Now, High Lie, in case you've never experienced this, you get this sort of funny little, how do you describe
that? It's a basket? I think I call it a wicket, am I right?
It's basically a wicker scoop on your hand.
Yes, it's a wicker scoop tied to your hand.
And you catch balls with it,
and you catch a cue ball. I mean, like the hardest
ball.
It's called a pelota.
Yeah,
and it's the hardest thing you can imagine. Yeah, they catch it in this scoop, and they whip it at the wall, and that thing hits, crack!
Do they have protection on at all?
They're wearing helmets, yeah, but other than that, all you've got is
like
this scoop, and there's like something about the size
a cannonball.
And a little bit heavier than a cue ball, traveling 120 miles an hour at your face.
That's pretty manly.
And all you can do, you can either get out of the way or catch it in your wicker basket. There's nothing manlier than that.
Let's talk to James in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Mark. Hello, James.
Hey.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I got a manly sport for you.
Yeah.
What's that?
I'm not sure what it's called, but I've seen it on Fit TV a few times. It's that military competition when they get all the special forces together. And they have a competition like a triathlon or something more.
A triathlon?
Do they use the wooden knives?
Well, they
with
have
the chalk
like obstacle courses. And they have to run, and they like get the Rangers from the Army, and they get other
countries.
But
what makes it manly? I mean, running.
Now I could see it being manly if they had all been shot in the leg beforehand. You know,
because there's no women in the special forces.
Oh, I see.
I see that there's a point there. Is this the competition where they have like the wooden knives that they chalk the ends of, and so they show how knife fighting skills? Is that in there?
No, I don't think I saw that.
No, okay. I've heard about this. I haven't seen anything on it. I was just wondering if this is what you were talking about. I don't know. If you look at like the decathlon or a triathlon, these would be very difficult things to do. I mean,
it's hardcore.
The Tour de France, very difficult as far as endurance goes. Not so manly. And
well,
like, you can do it without testicles.
This is military special forces, dude.
I get that. The military special forces certainly is manly, but I don't know if I'm ready to go above.
Didn't they let Demi Moore in there?
Well, I think that stuff where you got a ball coming at you at 100 miles an hour. Now that might be just kind of verging on dumb.
All sports are dumb.
All sports. All right, James, thanks for the call, man.
Yeah.
We appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-9231. On the scale of, we were ranking what is the most manly sport in regards to how much damage can be done in
right.
that sport. Really, if you're in a decathlon or triathlon, the only damage that's going to occur is maybe you tearing ripping a muscle or two or something like that.
And High Lie is the only ball-based sport that can put a hole in a person.
Wow.
I don't know if it'll put a hole in you. Just shatter whatever it hits.
800-259-9231. On the way, Mark, you're going to tell us about some vandals who happen to be really old men and clowns and anti-war. Right. It's all on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Dry, cracked heels used to be a real problem for me, especially in the summer when I wear sandals. My husband would say, "Your heels are like sandpaper." But then my podiatrist gave me Calyx ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and smooths cracked heels and calluses using natural enzymes. Calyx never stings or burns and made my heels baby soft. Now they look and feel great. If you have calluses or dry, cracked heels, try Calyx ointment. You can find it at Walgreens and Long's in the foot care section.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, the toll-free number. You bring up whatever you want. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. We have switched our updates service. We're now using Google instead of Yahoo. So if you were on the Yahoo group, we're still awaiting approval of transferring your email address over to the Google group. So if you were on the group before, you should just be transferred over here within the next couple days. But there is a new update service at updates.freetalklive.com. And as before, it is free, except now it's easier to get on board. Because when you were to join the update service before, you'd have to sign up for a Yahoo account. And it was kind of a hassle. Now all you need to do is punch in an email address.
That's it.
Yep. So updates.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that is freestateproject.org. So whether you want to talk about the manliest sport, whatever that is in your opinion, or whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231. Otherwise, Mark, tell me about the Vandal anti-war old men clowns.
Absolutely. A trio of old clowns launched an assault on America's nuclear missile defense system Tuesday. Armed guards.
Clowns attacked the missile defense system.
I wouldn't lie to you.
What, like seltzer bottles? Hi!
Armed clowns took down...
armed with pies.
Excuse me, I completely said that. Armed guards took down the clowns within minutes, according to...
Did they arrive in one of those little cars, you know, that holds 500 people?
Yes.
No, there were only three of them, so they arrived on a bicycle for three.
Ah, okay.
Either that or riding on each other's shoulders on a unicycle.
According to eyewitnesses, the clowns ate a lot of gravel. The individuals used bolt cutters to gain access to the site. Once inside, they attempted to destroy the government property using hammers and by posting graffiti, said Colonel Sandra Finnan, commander of the 91st Space Wing at Minot Air Force Base in North Dakota.
We're being assaulted by angry clowns with hammers. While it may not have been particularly effective against a missile defense system, I seriously cannot think of anything that would be more frightening than to be randomly assaulted by angry clowns with hammers.
Now, is that because you are afraid of clowns?
I have no issue with clowns, but okay. If I was just sitting around going about my business, and then three angry clowns with hammers came after me...
You know these guys are unhinged. The clowns took a hammer and beat some of the external components when they sprayed graffiti on several different locations and hung some signs.
Wait, I missed an important part. When was this happening?
When?
Yeah, was this in the middle of the night?
I believe it was... I don't have that particular piece of information.
That's a late night stealth clown raid.
Where is this guy... the guy who's talking here...
It's
from
a woman,
The person who's talking here from the installation, she sounds as though she was either there or reviewed some videotape. I'm wondering how...
No, I think she's the spokesperson for that particular AF... It's a space station or something. I don't know. It says, the space wing.
Angry clowns in space.
Space clown.
91st Space Wing. Anyway.
That's great. It's even worse. Space clowns with hammers.
Yes.
Killer clowns from outer space.
They spray painted on the side of the missile silo was, "It's a sin to build a nuclear weapon." The clowns' names are Greg Biorte Obed, 51, Michael Wally, 57, and... Carl Cabot, 72.
Wow, hope he wasn't on the bottom of that unicycle.
That's two military veterans and a priest.
Okay.
They're volunteers with Nuke Watch. And
that's not true. Their names are JoJo Bubbles and Crackers. Admit it.
They're out of Wisconsin. They say their assault was to call for national repentance for the bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki in 1945.
Wow.
We make an urgent appeal to the people of the U.S. to change the course, to place our security in God and not weapons of mass destruction, the clowns wrote on their website. As for why they were dressed as clowns, the answer is simple. To show that humor and laughter are the key elements to the struggle to transform the structures of destruction and death.
The only acceptable type of fallout is mirth for children everywhere.
Well, they do make a great point. If they had dressed up in ninja outfits and assaulted this base, they'd all be dead.
Good
That's
point. True.
Good yes. point.
So,
I think they should have dressed up as McDonaldland characters myself. Mayor McCheese comes in with bolt cutters.
I think that's a little more appropriate for the Hamburglar.
Wow.
No, they should have dressed like Fry Guys. That would have been even better.
I don't think that people would have quite gotten that, though.
While I agree with their message that the bombing of Nagasaki and Hiroshima were certainly atrocious and... it was the only time that anybody in the 20th century has ever dropped a nuclear weapon was the United States. We dropped them on Japan. It was horrible. And I certainly agree with the anti-war message. I don't know if I agree with the method of vandalizing and tagging and breaking into places.
I understand, but I think that more what they were intending to do was draw attention to themselves, and they did a great job. We're talking about them on air.
True. Did they have their... You mentioned they have a website. Does it mention?
It doesn't mention what the website was.
Clownswithhammers.org.
Yeah. I wonder about that.
I couldn't say for certain what the website is.
Is there more detail?
Yes, just one second. Actually, it's Jonah House.
Website?
There's some pictures there. Yeah, jonahhouse.org.
Okay.
So, anyway, the clowns, let's see, were brought before Central District Judge Bruce Romanek and charged with criminal trespass.
Still in the clown makeup when they were brought in front of the judge?
I don't know the answer to that.
What would a judge think about that? I mean, you know how some judges can be really uppity about your appearance in their courtroom. I mean, if you're wearing a T-shirt that a judge doesn't like, he can have you thrown out and demand that you change your shirt. What would happen if a clown went into... would that show disrespect for the court if a clown waltzed into the courtroom and refused to take off his honky nose?
None of them have honky...
That's racial, sir.
None of them have
honky noses. I can't do anything about my honky nose.
Really? Is it just they just carry along the bicycle horn? Is that what they do?
They seem to have hammers.
Okay.
And they have a big sign that says swords into plowshares, spears into pruning hooks.
Mm, isn't that nice?
Yeah, that's nice.
So they're being arraigned on what charges? Vandalism?
Yeah, vandalism, trespassing, criminal trespass, criminal mischief, and their bond was $500 per clown.
I wonder if anything's going to happen to them. I mean, these guys are pretty old. 72 years old, one of them was.
Yeah, absolutely. It's obvious that they care about their message, and
Well, it's not the only group of strange people doing odd things. Actually, there's a group of transvestites that apparently has been a transvestite gang that has been terrorizing businesses in New Orleans. We'll give you the.
I also want to talk about an email that I got that is on the war subject.
Oh, well,
we're talking about wars.
Oh, well, we'll do that whenever I'm ready to do it. We're going to talk to Matthew in the meantime. Matthew,
yes, we will.
You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Mark. Hello.
Gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind?
The Porcupine Festival.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's still going on.
Wacky
right
little
now.
Gathering going on in New Hampshire with all these libertarians. Okay.
Are there any angry clowns there?
Yeah, there was lots of angry clowns.
Any transvestites?
Maybe.
Angry transvestite clowns.
Yeah. Did you go up there over the weekend?
Yes, I did.
And how was it?
It was absolutely fantastic. I wish I could have stayed for the whole week.
Wow.
And do it. And
what was the best part?
Best part was just the kind of fellowship of people who all feel passionately about liberty, and is just everyone was great. Didn't meet a jerk among the whole crowd.
Was it your first Pork Fest? Was it your first attendance?
My first attendance of a Porcupine Fest, and it was just, it was just a lot of fun.
Did it make you feel like this is happening, that the Free State Project movement is for real, it's going to be successful? Did you get that feeling?
I got that feeling. If you could hold me over, I could go into a little more detail.
Possibly can. Hang on. 800-259-9231. Also coming up, I might let Mark bring up the topic that he just came on the air and begged to, essentially. 800-259-9231. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Hi, Mary.
Good morning, Tom. Oh, you don't look well.
I took your advice about a spoonful of sugar. It didn't give me the energy you said it would.
Spoonful of sugar, right. That's an embarrassing pastime. I'm a changed woman, Tom. I found the products at opcpure.com to be exceptional. They're all natural, energy-giving supplements, restore your body's health, and keeps you going without groggy side effects.
Spoonful of opcpure.com, huh?
Ooh, I love the sound of that. Just a spoonful of opcpure.com helps the energy go up. Pure, unadulterated, raw energy. Go for it.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD.
There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Local folklore has recognized its amazing medicinal properties for thousands of years, but no one knew just how to preserve the nutritional benefits and market the total fruit commercially until Zango, that is. Zango is made from mangosteen, a fruit that grows in the subtropical climates of Southeast Asia. It contains xanthones, the highest concentration of antioxidants found in nature. Modern science is only just beginning to unlock the many secrets of xanthones and their far-reaching potential to improve our health. Zango is revolutionary. Not only has Zango taken the world by storm as an extremely potent functional health beverage, but Zango has become the most exciting and fastest growing home-based business opportunity ever. Life is short, and timing is everything. Unleash the power of Zango today. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633. That's 888-203-6633. Or visit www.mangosteenmarket.com. That's MANGOSTEENmarket.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. The toll-free number, you bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. Live streams are there. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version. Both of them await you for free at freetalklive.com. We return to the phones to Matthew in Massachusetts. Now, Matthew, you said you had, a good story from Porkfest, something worth holding you through the break for. So what's on your mind?
Yeah, it was just that the whole experience was being around all these different people who were just as much, you know, in working towards freedom as, you know, all being around all these heavy activists who I can actually talk to about things and they understand what I'm talking
about. So it wasn't like being at a Libertarian Party convention?
Right. It was being around people who are dedicating themselves to freedom, and a lot of early movers. That was great.
Mm.
And people just left and right coming by our campsite and just stopping off and talking about, you know, for an hour about everything, and it was just what I really loved was kind of the meat and potatoes thing where they had all these different speakers of people who moved and giving their experiences of
really
of the local communities and
any highlights, anything that really stands out in your memory about some of those speakers?
Yeah, the one who moved to Lebanon, which is the area where Kayleen and I are wanting to move, she was talking about how she was giving these various details about the Lebanon area and why it's all these, you know, running down all these great reasons why. I actually gave her my name and our names and our address and phone number, and she's going to do some tours, in like a couple of weeks.
Oh, great. So you're going to an excuse to go back up there then.
I don't need any excuses, but that's a great one. And
very good. So when are you planning on being up there, Matthew?
Well, we're planning on we're working towards the end of this year or the beginning of next.
Great. Sounds like a good plan. So you've already signed the first 1,000 pledge, then, I take it?
No, because I want to be absolutely sure that we're going to do it. I don't want to sign something that I'm not going to be able to do. So.
All right. Well, when you do get sure of it, make sure you and Kayleen sign separately. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. Take it easy. 800-259-9231. We do wish we could have been there. I heard it was a lot of fun. I've heard just nothing but positive things. Well, I did hear that one of our listeners was a little drunk and once again hitting on people that he shouldn't have been hitting on. But beyond that.
That does happen.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know that he was hitting on people he shouldn't have been hitting on. I just heard he wasn't hitting on people very well.
Okay. She didn't take it too well. 1-800-259-9231. The transvestite gang from City Business, New Orleans City Business, Robin Lewis, owner of Dark Charm Fashion and Accessories for Women, represents the first line of defense for the Magazine Street shop owners.
Dark Charm Fashion and Accessories for Women.
She's the first to see them come strutting in their pumps down St. Andrew Street. The bewigged pack of thieves who've plagued the Lower Garden District since May. Like an SOS flare, Lewis grabs her emergency phone list and starts calling. They're coming, she warns Eric Ogle, a salesman at Vegas, a block down Magazine Street. Ogle, who was terrorized by the brazen crew 2 months earlier, alerts neighboring Winkies, where manager Kendra Bonga braces for the onslaught. Soon, every shop owner in the 2000 block of Magazine Street has been alerted. Sarah Salino at Trashy Diva eyes the door, ready to flip the lock at the first sight of the ringleader's pink jumpsuit and fluorescent red wig. Down at Turncoats, where the fashion-happy gang once made off with more than $2,000 in merchandise, store manager Wes Davis stands ready. Davis said it wasn't supposed to be like this. They survived Hurricane Katrina's Category 3 winds and the ensuing looters. Then they reopened despite the long odds of doing business in such a devastated location. The last thing the Magazine Street shop owners expected to threaten their survival was a crime ring of transvestites.
Now, I don't think that has anything to do with Hurricane Katrina and opening, you know, oh, we've been through this, it's so horrible. I don't think that any shop owner anywhere in the country expects to have to deal with a crime ring of transvestites.
Nope. But according to Ogle, they're fearless. Once they see something they like, they won't stop until they have it. They don't care. They'll go to jail. It's really gotten bad. You know it's ridiculous when everyone on the block knows who they are. The transvestites...
How often does this
Here come the transvestites! Everybody run!
How often does this happen?
I don't know. They first appeared in March when they raided Magazine Street like a marauding army of kleptomaniacal showgirls.
That's the best quote ever.
Using clockwork precision and brute force to satisfy high-end boutique needs.
That's hilarious.
Brute force in pumps.
They first hit Vegas March 31st while Ogle was working. He said, they come in groups of three or four. One tries to distract you while the others get the stuff and run out the door. It's very simple, he said. Next door at Winkie's, Bonga heard people screaming inside Vegas, then saw a blur of cheap wigs and masculine legs in designer shoes streak past her door. It's almost hard to believe this is for real.
Oh, man, I love this story. I love every last word of this story so far.
It's very well written. All of a sudden, our UPS guy dove out of the store and tried to tackle them. And then there's little Eric from next door on the sidewalk with a bunch of stuff he managed to grab from one of the guys. The other two took off down the street and jumped into a car driven by a real girl. Ogle gave police a description of the perpetrators, African-American males ranging in height from 6 feet to 6 foot 5. Those are some big boys.
Those are big, brawny black men in wigs. That's fantastic.
Is that with or without the pumps?
I don't know. I presume with. They all wore the same midriff shirts and wigs with twisted dreadnought hair. So they're all dressing alike as well. they're all very skinny and flamboyant, says Ogle. 2 hours after the police left, the transvestites returned to Magazine Street to storm Turncoats just a block away from Vegas and made off with more than $2,000 in merchandise. They move like clockwork, Davis said. $2,000 is a lot for our store to lose, especially being in the slow summer season. It makes it so I can't even mark my stuff down as much as I want to because I'm trying to make up for what I lost. And by the way, that's one reason why thieves really stink, because every time they're successful, the store has to raise prices in order to make up the loss.
Absolutely. If the store isn't making money, there's no reason for it to be open. So Anybody who shops there has to pay for it.
In the ensuing weeks, the gang of transvestites continued their reign of terror. Sometimes they come dressed as men, though Bonga said it's obvious who they are based on their delicately plucked eyebrows. Sometimes they bring two-year-old children to add to the level of distraction. They once returned to Vegas holding an infant that was actually a Cabbage Patch doll wrapped in a blanket. Lewis said they'll make themselves scarce for a few weeks, then one day you'll be busy with a customer, and all of a sudden there's a whole slew of them in your store, and there's nothing you can do because you're there by yourself.
Very interesting.
The New Orleans Police Department investigated the Turncoats robbery, but unless police actually catch a shoplifter in the act or in possession of stolen property, there's little they can do besides take a report.
Right. I mean, what can you do if you just have some guy with plucked eyebrows in your store?
I guess. But what if you have a video footage of somebody actually shoving stuff down their pants or running out the door with a bunch of products? Do you still have to catch them with the products later on? I mean, if you have incontrovertible evidence that they did indeed steal them?
The video, those videos that they have are usually not very clear. You know, not a lot of DPI,
okay.
Is that right?
Right. There's not enough resolution in the videos. Good point. So it could have been anybody in a wig, essentially, is
right.
What you're saying.
Could have been Torgo.
If store security
I don't need a wig. Look at my luxurious lock.
If store security states that someone took something and then by the time we apprehend them, they don't have the property, then there's really nothing we can do because it's their word against the suspect. And you certainly can't shoot somebody that's running away from your store with stuff. So really the only thing you can do is hire loss control, hope that they're on duty at the time, and then hope that they can tackle them or something like that.
Yeah.
Right?
You should hire bigger, angrier transvestites.
Ooh, now that's an idea.
And then there'd just be tranny fights in the street. That'd be fantastic.
Would be funny.
Lewis says she understands the understaffed police department has bigger priorities than to catch a drag queen running down the street with an armful of clothing, so the store owners have created their own watchdog system known as, unofficially, as the Drag Queen Alert List, a comprehensive phone tree of every business on the block with stars next to those who carry guns.
I think it should be called Tranny Watch.
When one shop owner spots a gang member, then they immediately warn everyone on the block. Apparently, the police did do another investigation and turned up absolutely nothing. So this transvestite gang is still on the loose
baffling
in New
police.
Orleans. Maybe the solution is a 24-hour curfew, Mark. You know what? They were going to implement an overnight curfew recently because some kids got killed. Maybe we should just make it so everyone stays in their house and anyone that comes out is a suspected transvestite. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism.
Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequency. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. We are your source for the latest on the transvestite gang terrorizing the streets of New Orleans. Dean here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system's there. Over 110,000 posts. 1,200 people plus are interacting. There's all kinds of topics, and it's all for free. bbs.freetalklive.com. We'll get you right to it. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. So, apparently, for the last couple months, at least, there have been a gang of transvestites. Has been a gang of transvestites robbing stores on one of the streets in New Orleans, and they've tried to, you know, call the police in, have this investigated. The cops are ineffective. They can't do anything about it. In fact, apparently, according to the way the law is, you know, unless they catch a robber with the actual products that he was stealing, or she was stealing, then there's nothing they can do. Unless they're caught in the act, or later on down the line, they still have the products in their possession when they're captured later. Otherwise, there's nothing. And these guys, these poor shop owners, are out in the cold.
Well, I think that video would do it if you had good, clear video, but it's expensive to have good, clear video.
Sure.
Probably less expensive than getting your product stolen.
That said, yeah, one of these stores said they lost $2,000 on one robbery, on one occasion. So apparently the business owners on the street have set up a bit of a phone tree. Whenever somebody spots somebody in a wig, they pick up the phone and everybody calls each other to alert them to the fact that the transvestites are back. Apparently, when one shop owner spots the gang, or one of the members of the gang, they immediately warn everyone else. In fact, he says he locks them inside the store sometimes, which freaks them out, and then they leave. Apparently, one other business owner says she doesn't even wait for them to enter the store, saying a couple weeks ago, a couple of them were outside. One looked like the guy who came in here and ripped us off, so I locked the door on them. I know, maybe that's rude, but and if they were really innocent people, for instance, if they weren't the marauding transvestite.
Right, they were just regular transvestite.
Right. She says, well, there's nothing else we can do. You look like the queens who ripped us off, so I'm sorry, but I have to lock the door. Ogalambanga said they regret being forced to resort to such profiling, but they feel they have no other choice. The transvestites appear to be drug-addicted and fearless in their lust for designer shoes, jackets, and jewelry.
Hilarious. You know, I don't have any problem with profiling by business owners.
Sure.
As far as I'm concerned, she can lock the door on anyone she wants.
this transvestite crackhead swiping everything they can from trashy diva.
The city's not functioning the way it was, and I'm sure a lot of them were getting some kind of government aid before, which they probably aren't getting anymore, so they're incredibly desperate, says one business owner, and apparently sometimes violent. When Lewis co-owned Trashy Diva, they attacked one of her partners in the French Quarter location, throwing her to the ground and tossing a heavy mannequin on top of her.
Oh, my.
So what
an assault with a mannequin.
Yeah, what a nasty situation. And again, if we hear more on this, we'll clue you in. Let's go to the phones, though. You take control of the airwaves. So Brandon in California, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Mark. Hello, Brandon.
Guys, how you doing?
Hey, Brandon. What's up?
Hey, I wanted to kind of derail you off this transvestite and segue back into the illegal immigration issue.
Okay.
So I've been thinking a lot about this issue for, you know, probably a couple of years now.
And you're in San Diego, right?
I live in San Diego, so I live on a border town. So,
okay.
You know, it's in the news pretty much every single day.
I bet.
So, you know, I'm trying to think about this, you know, and weighing it. You know, how much of the argument is, you know, xenophobic? How much of it is emotional? How much of it is logical? And I'm going to give you guys an argument as why to I think illegal immigration is a bad thing, and I'm against it.
Hmm.
And I think I'm going to give you the best argument that anyone has ever given to you.
Okay. I'm ready.
All right.
Because we've heard a lot of them.
Right. So the United States right now allows anywhere from 200,000 to 800,000 entry visas into the country every year.
Mm-hmm.
They give green cards and residence visas and all of that. The people who live in other countries, thousands and thousands of miles away, in the ocean, you know, in Europe and China and Japan. And,
sure.
You know, pick any other country except Canada and Mexico.
All right.
They have to pay thousands of dollars, fill out a bunch of paperwork, and wait in line anywhere from 3 to 10 years. And what they're paying for is they are paying for the opportunity to come into this country and to be a part of the economy and be a part of the society and be a part of the culture.
That's not true. What they're paying for is they're paying off a bunch of bureaucrats to allow them to come into this country. That's all.
Right, okay. And you know what, and I'll concede that, but kind of moving away from the libertopia kind of situation, that's what we have. And so these people have to work within that system. So if they want to come into this country, that's what they've got to do.
Well, that's
not true. I agree with you that illegal immigration is bad. I don't think that people should do illegal immigration. I think we should do away with all the immigration laws that we have.
Right.
And
okay.
That way everyone's legal.
Then people from thousands of miles away can hop on a plane, fly to America, spend their money, live here, work here, do what
right.
and live productive lives.
And
if they do something bad, we arrest them and we throw them in jail.
Before you go on, though, Brandon, I would like to point out that just because people in countries halfway across the world are more likely to go through the process does not mean that everyone does. I have met personally individuals from, I've met a guy who was from Scotland who had come here. His visa expired and he just stayed. So there's a lot of people.
I knew a German guy.
There's a lot of people who, you know, they overextend their visa. There's people from China who, you know, hop on barges and they cram in there and they try to come in. So, yeah, everybody tries to get in, you know, as best as they can.
Mm-hmm.
But again, this is making the concession that we live in the real world. We don't live in academia, you know, theoretical.
Okay.
We have a government. You guys have already conceded on this show that we live in a police state. So working within that framework, which it absolutely sucks, but that's the way it is, when people come into this country illegally, they are stealing that opportunity, that value of opportunity from the people who have waited in line. And that's why I think that it's bad.
Whoa, hold on a second. You're saying that somebody who walks across the border because they don't feel like filling out the reams of paperwork and paying who knows what sort of application fees because they don't feel like jumping through the government's hoops are stealing opportunity from the people that are so pathetic that they jump when the government says jump? I'm sorry,
okay.
They're not stealing anything because nobody owns the opportunity to come into America.
Okay, well then if we're going to say that, then so you're saying that it's a good thing that they're engaging in civil disobedience and that
absolutely.
They're... Okay.
I totally support people coming here illegally. Absolutely.
Okay.
Who do these bureaucrats think they are demanding that people fill out paperwork and send in money and spend hours and hours of time possibly on hold with I don't know what the bureaucracy's name is. It's not the INS. It's the other one, the one that does all the processing. When you pointed out, Mark, in the past that they're, what, 4 or 5 years behind on even processing through their current applications that they have? I mean, those people that go through that process, I feel sorry for them for being such good little citizens and doing what they're expected to
do. All right, and that's fine. So then I'm going to ask you to put your money where your mouth is and drop a couple F-bombs on the live radio right now.
Why would I do something like that? That you see, the difference between that and what you're talking about is if I drop F-bombs and if I violate the FCC's regulations, then I'm putting my affiliates at risk. I'm putting my radio stations at risk. It's not because I'm scared of the FCC personally. It's because I don't want to lose affiliates.
Right,
that's why we follow the rules.
All right, so you follow the rules because you are, for various reasons, you are unwilling or unable to accept the consequences of that action, whether
financially. But I don't want our stations to feel consequences.
Right.
They have no control over what we say on this show, and
sure.
So we have to be careful to ensure that they keep their licenses.
Right. Okay. So how is that different from an illegal immigrant who's crossing the border illegally, risking their stuff or their personal security if they get caught and they get jailed? That now their ability to do work has been lost to their families. So now their families are at risk, and their families are in danger of losing that money.
Well, the difference is, first of all, the families are made up of individual people who can take care of themselves if necessary.
Not necessarily.
In most cases, they are, unless it's just he's leaving his kids out in the cold, and then in that case, he deserves whatever he gets anyhow. But in our situation, we're doing, you know, a radio program where the affiliates have no control, as Ian said, have no control over the content, but we have a responsibility to them to protect their license.
Okay.
The immigrant who is coming over illegally doesn't really have a responsibility to anyone but himself.
Correct.
And his actions can't truly do much to harm anyone but himself and his own interests.
Okay. So then I'll use this and I'll kind of jump into something else that I was arguing
before.
So then you would concede that you do have a responsibility to your community of affiliates.
We do have a responsibility to uphold our end of an agreement that we've made, a contract that we've entered into.
Okay. That's fair enough. That's a good argument.
Okay. So was that your argument as to why immigrants are bad? I still haven't really heard a reason why immigrants
are... Well, I'm not saying that immigrants are bad. I'm not saying that individual immigrants are bad.
I think that illegal immigration...
I think illegal immigration as a whole, as a theoretical academic concept, is bad, and that's why I think that illegal immigration is bad.
And let me make sure I understand you. You're saying that you believe illegal immigration is bad because it hurts those people that are trying to apply through the legal channels.
Absolutely, because the people who are following the rules are the ones who are getting screwed.
Well, that's their fault for following the rules. They're going to get screwed anyways by the rules. Even if there were no illegal immigrants, Brandon, there would still be oodles of rules and reams of paperwork for these people to fill out. That's what needs to go away, and we don't need to be making excuses for the bureaucrats in that case. Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. Hour 3 is coming up. Ruth is on the line. She wants to talk about the New World Order. Hour 3 coming up. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.